This is Dos Pequeños,
a funnier look at the paranormal in New Mexico.
With your co-hosts, Eric Carter-Landine
and Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Hi, Eric.
How are you, man?
I'm well, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm glad to be here today. What's up, YouTube and pod friends? It's your spooky boys, Alex and Eric, and we want you to like and subscribe to our channel if you're watching on YouTube. We want you to share and review if you're listening on the pod feed. We are the YouTube spooky boys now, not the podcast. Well, we're both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think podcast first.
Okay, so we've got patreon.com/dospequeños if people want to support us financially.
Thank you to those that do.
Thank you to our patrons. We love you. You get early access to ad-free episodes. We keep promising extra content and we keep not producing it because we're pretty lazy.
He's lazy. I'm busy. You're busy. I'm lazy.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
ko-fi/dospequeños if you want to just donate one time, buy us some coffee or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's new with you, man? What's going on?
Existential crisis every other day or so. You know, usual.
Any more Hat Man encounters?
No. I wish. I'd love to have a proper Hat Man introduction. I want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Bro down.
You know, yeah. I mean.
That's a
bro down?
Bro down. Just bro down.
Just hang out.
You know?
Catch a movie.
That's how it goes. Get some ice cream.
Cold Stone.
Oh, it's a date. Alex wants to date the Hat Man, you guys.
For some reason, I'd keep picturing Babadook space and Hat Man space.
I see that. The same thing. They're kind of wearing like the same outfit.
He's got the hat.
Yeah, he's got the hat.
Right, and the creepy eyes and the teeth.
Who would have thought that the Babadook would become a gay icon? That's kind of rad.
Is it?
Yes.
Tell me more.
I don't know why, because I'm not one of the cool kids anymore. I'm kind of an old man now. But yeah, there was like this whole thing on gay Twitter about the Babadook becoming a gay icon for some reason. I think it's because like some religious person said that he was a homosexual or something like that. And so I'm embracing it. I'm just like, this is cool. Let's keep it going.
Yeah. This old meme popped up in one of my feeds. Like it was an old memory from like 4 or 5 years ago of like the mom, you know, the scene with the mom and the kid in the back seat. And she's like, why can't you just be normal?
And he's screaming. He says, ah! Yeah, for sure.
It was a weird movie, man. Kind of scary. Anyway,
yeah.
I'd be curious to know why that's like a gay icon now.
I don't know. I should probably look into it before I open that can of worms, but that's okay. We already did.
Worms are out.
Speaking of spooky gay icons,
ooh,
Elvira came out.
Yeah, that's right.
I wasn't surprised.
I mean, I honestly never really thought about it.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, I wasn't that surprised. She's pretty emo. She's been kind of like goth forever. Yeah,
but have you ever seen her without the makeup and everything?
She's gorgeous.
It's just like the red hair.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a huge crush on her. I think a lot of people did back in the 80s and 90s. Yeah. And
but, okay, let's talk about the wig.
Yeah.
It's basically a mullet.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, it was the 80s, though. That's the sad part. You probably had the same fucking haircut, bro.
Oh, I totally did. I totally did.
And I've shown a few people of like pictures of me when I was a kid and straight up like the mushroom top bowl cut style.
I had that too.
So, I mean, I can't talk hairstyles or anything, you know, especially from the 80s. Nothing was pretty back then.
No.
Everything
was brown.
Or super vibrant.
And beige.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of beige.
Corduroy suits with elbow patches.
So we were talking about doing a Halloween episode and we didn't.
We didn't.
And that sucked.
Yeah.
It was a bummer. But we had some stuff come up, potential COVID exposure stuff, and we were trying to be safe and do the right thing. And
yeah, it's the smart thing to do.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out for producing a Halloween episode, so we're sorry for that. We really wanted to give you guys some content for Halloween.
Although The Conjuring, I thought, was like a really great episode.
It was a good October episode.
Yeah. So I felt we
could have
filled the gap.
We could have released it on Halloween if
we should have.
We really would have thought about it. Yeah.
Well, I was reaching out to the audience and was trying to get them to throw some ideas. And
they didn't.
And they just, you didn't.
So thanks for that.
Throw in like cricket sounds right there.
Yeah, crickets.
You know, you didn't.
We just want to talk to you. Let us love you.
Let us love you.
All right. So I think that's enough blabbing. I think people are probably ready for us to get into this. And you have no fucking idea what I'm doing.
I really don't.
And I am so excited. So we talked about when we last hung out, we started discussing what the next episode should be. And you recommended that we talk about something, which is a good one. And I'm excited to do that eventually. But I don't fucking care what the fuck you think about the next episode. Yeah. And
you never have.
It's my fucking turn.
Yeah.
So
it is your turn.
So shut the fuck up.
No. Last time I had a very long episode, it felt like. And it was a lot of me talking.
Yeah.
And no one wants to really hear that. They want to hear you talk.
Oh no, they wanna hear it. Somebody wants to have sex with your voice on Instagram.
That's right.
Yeah. So people want to hear your voice. You don't want to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's cringy for me, man.
Yeah.
You know, like watching the video on YouTube, that was cringy.
It's hard.
Like,
it's hard.
Yeah. You know, but I loved how we put the disclaimers in there.
Yeah.
Or someone did. And it was fantastic.
Our lawyers did.
Lawyers have to do that really to cover our asses.
Yeah, because we're idiots.
Yeah, we don't know what we're talking about.
Alex and Eric know absolutely nothing. Alex's views do not represent the views of Das Spookquenos or True Consequences or True Consequences Productions or anyone else for that matter. Seriously, who thinks like this? What the actual fuck is wrong with the two of you? Any advice given by these two should be taken with a grain of salt and should definitely not be implemented in your life unless you like to suffer. Seriously, these two are idiots. Why would you listen to them? Alex and Eric are not to be trusted.
There you go. okay. I'm sorry. What I meant to say was that you had some valid ideas and your voice was heard.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just taking this episode in another direction. It's not me. It's you.
It's me.
It's you.
Wait, the episode is me?
No. It's not about me. It's about you.
It's about
That's why I'm changing it.
Oh, I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
It's like we're breaking up, basically, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Just trying to do a thing.
Is this it?
This is it. It's over.
Okay.
It's
so.
Over. Sorry, YouTube.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. And roll credit.
Yeah. I'm super excited because you have no idea what I'm talking about. And before I give you any hints, do you have any guesses right off the bat?
Zombie prostitutes in Cuba.
Oh, close.
Okay. Close.
No, not really.
Shit.
Zombie prostitutes
in Cuba.
They're called sex workers now.
Cuba. Okay, no, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Sex workers, zombie sex workers.
Yes.
So that means they actually could have just an OnlyFans or something at that Correct. Point. You know what I mean?
It could just be like rotted feet.
Yep. Ooh, look at my toe that fell off.
Look at the toe bone.
The toe bone.
Gross. Everyone's grossed out.
Yeah. Sorry. Did I do that? I did that. How about, is it a cryptid? Is it Nessie?
Oh, Nessie. We should do Nessie.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another one kind of similar to the Loch Ness Monster in Africa. Have you heard of that?
No.
In the Congo?
No.
Yeah. We can cover it. We can do that. We can do some. It's cryptid-ish.
Cryptid-ish.
Yeah.
Ishy. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
No, I really don't have any idea.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay. So,
in your face. In your face. Okay, here's a hint.
Okay.
Your first hint is hypnosis.
Okay. Hypnosis.
Nothing? Nothing.
It's okay. Pretty vague.
How about another one?
Okay.
Shrimp.
Gump shrimp.
Shrimp salad. Shrimp soup.
Kebab.
Shrimp gumbo.
Shrimp
etouffee. Shrimp
and
hypnosis.
And hypnosis.
I'll give you one more hint.
Okay.
Wooden whisk.
Okay. Hypnosis.
Uh-huh.
Shrimp. Wooden whisk.
Yeah.
Okay. I just actually saw a meme like this. It was like a shrimp cooking rice in a wok.
Uh-huh.
And it was tossing it, you know, shrimp fried rice.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's correct. Is it shrimp fried rice?
It's not shrimp fried rice. Damn it's not haunted shrimp fried rice.
Okay. All right. I give up.
Well, if you're still confused, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Are you down for a trip to another country?
Please, let's go. Do I need my passport?
You do.
I got it.
Or should I say countries? So today, listener/viewer, we are taking you to South America, specifically to Colombia and Ecuador.
Okay.
And even more specifically, we're going to visit the Pacific coast of these two countries to uncover one of the weirdest cryptid type legends that I have ever heard. Since La Mala Hora.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to give anything away, so let's just jump right in. We're going to start with how it all began. So the entity I'm discussing today is well known in African Latino communities of Pacific Colombia and Ecuador. Before we talk about this being, let's investigate the roots of this myth and the history associated with it. To do that, we're going to have to go back a little bit, quite a bit actually, in time.
Okay.
And look at the trafficking of humans from Africa to the Americas. So yes, I'm talking about slavery.
Okay, okay.
So like most South and Central American countries, Spain had a huge hand in shaping Colombia. And by shaping, I mean raping, pillaging, murdering, and well, you know the rest, right?
Right.
Spain was like, how can I make my shit personality even more shit? I know. Let's enslave scores of African natives and get rich on the backs of the enslaved captives.
They'll love it. We'll love it.
It's going to be great.
It's going to work out for everyone.
And just like that, Spain became one of the largest human trafficking entities in the world during the 14 and 1500s.
Yeah.
Okay. So to that, I'd like to say to colonial Spain, fuck off forever.
Yeah, you guys were dicks.
And now that I've cleared the air and now you know, the more you know. Dun, 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 dun. All right. So Spain is being super douchey. And they're fucking shit up all over Central America, and South America, and North America.
And North America.
Just everywhere. They're just fucking shit up.
Yep, yep.
Okay? The Spanish were also murdering so many indigenous tribes and forcibly converting the surviving natives to Catholicism. Experts believe that Spain trafficked around 1 million African natives to Colombia alone.
Damn.
Yeah, 1 million. So in the 14 and 1500s.
I was going to say, like, it doesn't sound like that huge of a number right now because of, like, the numbers we hear on the news and things like that. For back then, though, that's
a lot of people.
Major peoples.
That's a lot of people.
I mean, I guess a million people has always been a million people, but back then, it's...
Yeah, it's like the per capita.
Because, like, how many people were alive in the world at that point?
It wasn't 7 billion.
No, exactly. So, yeah. It was, you know, 1 billion, maybe.
Maybe,
you
know? Maybe, yeah. All right, so they did that. But that doesn't include, the 1 million doesn't include the other countries that they were bringing slaves to. Slavery continued in Colombia for 250 years until it was finally abolished in 1852. And there are still many people who feel that not much has changed for the Afro-Latino community since 1852. And that even though they have been freed as slaves, they still live in horrible conditions with very little opportunity, sometimes no power, no running water. You know, it's just a really sad situation even today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by today's standards, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you're not slaves anymore, but they're still being, like, super oppressed.
Yeah.
Colombia has a rich culture that includes a significant population of Afro-Colombian people. Nearly 11% of Colombia is African-Colombian. So it's a huge percentage.
Yeah.
It's important to note that this population was critical in helping to free Colombia from Spanish rule, because over 60% of the fighting force in that independence battle was African Colombian.
Okay.
And that's pretty satisfying to know that the people who were slaves and enslaved won their freedom against their captors.
Yeah, yeah, that they are always pushed around.
And Spain was a massive power. Like, that, this was not an easy battle for them. You know, they didn't have, it was like the American Revolution kind of, same odds, right? You've got thousands and thousands of soldiers for Spain and maybe just a couple thousand of, you know,
fighters. Way less weapons that the Spanish do have.
Right.
So it's going to be a real uphill battle.
Yeah, 100%.
Literally.
Yeah, 100%.
Or literally?
Literally.
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 Anyway.
All right. So as you can imagine, many of the myths and legends in Colombia are heavily influenced by the same rich African-Colombian culture that I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. There are so many of these tales, including one we know well. Miss La Llorona.
Okay, okay.
Herself.
Well, yeah, I remember when we did that episode, they talked about that, like how she had her beginnings way south.
Yeah. So Miss La Llorona herself, or Miss Ditch Witch, if you nasty. And I think you know,
if you're nasty,
I think you know that I'm fucking disgusting.
You're, yeah.
Yeah. So with all of that said, Alex, do you want to guess what I'm talking about now?
Okay. So I'm trying to think of, like, what other cryptids or somewhat cryptids have come out of that area. And the only one I can clearly think of is, like, you know, Chupacabra kind of, like, came from, you know, that.
Yeah. Latin America.
Yeah. Latin America. Mm-hmm. But I still, or, ooh, is it the giant bat person thingy?
No, but I do want to talk about that. That's in the Philippines.
Oh, is that in the Philippines?
Yeah, the Ahul.
Yeah, okay.
I almost talked about that today. I do want to cover that sometime. Not that. I'll give you one more hint.
Okay.
Ready? You're gonna figure it out after this, I think. Bart.
Oh, okay. No, I knew. You should have seen your face when I was like, oh, you were like, you dick. Fart. Okay, so we have fart, hypnosis.
Yeah. Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Wooden whisk.
A wooden whisk. And now.
Fart.
Fart. I hate you. I hate you. No, I still don't know.
You know, surprisingly, this is all going to mean something.
It's
not random words that I just threw in.
Like he just had it so like a hat and he just put a bunch of random shit in there.
This is all part of the story.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You know, if you figured it out as the listener/viewer, like comment and tell us that you figured it out. Cause we want to know. This is an obscure one, man, but I'm telling you all these words are part of it. So let's go.
Okay.
All right. So you failed to guess correctly. So I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
Because the listeners are probably sick of this history lesson. Like,
okay.
So the creature, entity, cryptid, whatever you want to call it, that I am covering today is called La Tunda.
La Tunda.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of La Tunda?
No.
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 Well, that's awesome because I'm going to tell you all about it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's get going. The myth of La Tunda is rooted in the same African Latino communities and history that I just spent forever explaining to you. So hopefully you were fucking paying attention.
Okay.
It's questionable.
It's questionable at best.
La Tunda, this bitch is said to be, she's said to be hideous. And also, she has the ability to change her shape.
Oh, so it's a person, or it's a, okay, it's
we don't know.
It's a female entity?
Female looking, yes.
Okay, looking.
Female
okay.
appearing.
Okay. I'm not assuming it's gender.
Correct. Like all cautionary myths, she is said to prey on individuals who are misbehaving.
Oh.
But we'll get to that later. The descriptions of La Tunda are not pretty. She's said to have one real leg. Like one normal leg and one that's misshapen. All right. And there's a bunch of different versions of this. So mm-hmm. some people say that she has a leg shaped like a molinillo, which is a wooden whisk that they use in Colombia to stir hot chocolate.
Okay.
So that's one wooden whisk.
The whisk.
Other accounts say that she has the other leg is a baby's leg, which is very disturbing.
Oh, that'd be sweet, like a scary movie. You know what I mean?
I mean, wouldn't you be lopsided if you had like one adult leg and one baby leg?
We're not making fun of anybody that has baby legs out there.
No, we're making fun of this bitch.
Yeah. I just want to let them know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're not being,
you can have a baby leg.
We're not being ableist. No. I'm not trying to be ableist. All right, so the other account is that the third account of the leg is that it looks like the root of this tree that I can't pronounce.
Okay.
So I'm not going to try.
So her leg's fucked up. We can make that assumption.
And there's even some accounts that say both legs are fucked up.
Ooh.
Like one is
baby legs?
No, like, well, one is a baby leg and one is the whisk.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. I don't know what to believe, but these are the different versions of
okay, 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 okay. Weird. I want to see what this whisk looks like.
I'll show you.
We should like put some pictures up and like all these little clues that you've given to the audience or to me.
Yeah.
Post it. We should put those pictures. Like, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, so no matter which account of her appearance you believe, it's still fucking creepy as fuck. Like if you saw that, you would freak out.
Well, right now I'm only picturing like the bottom half of her.
Okay, let's talk about the rest of her.
Okay.
Also, if being ugly as shit wasn't bad enough.
Oh, tell me about it.
She also smells like shit.
Like literal, like,
well,
literally
not
shit.
Good, yeah. Is what I mean. She is described as having tattered clothing when she isn't in another form. So,
ew, tattered clothing?
Yeah. Because she can shapeshift. It's difficult to know who has really seen her. Like, because she could be looking like anybody.
Okay.
And you wouldn't know. Unless you looked at her legs.
Wait. So she could like shapeshift into like some fine ass human, but her legs would still be all puckered off.
She'll still have the whisk. Yeah.
And the baby leg?
Yeah.
How do you hide that?
I don't know.
You know?
Long dress?
A long fucking dress and stilts.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really difficult to know who has actually seen her. But according to legend, if you have seen La Tunda, she likely took you captive. And unless your godparents, your parents, a priest come for you.
Sounds like a joke, right?
You will be her prey and she will drain you of your blood. So, you know, just a casual, chill, and totally non-malevolent, relaxing hangout with somebody.
So is she a vampire? Or is she just like...
It's what I would like to refer to as Thursday.
It's a normal... Wait, what is today?
Thursday.
Fuck.
I know. Yeah, she's a vampire-ish, cryptid-ish, demon-ish.
Okay.
Kind of a amalgamation of all those things.
Yeah, it's putting a crazy picture in my head.
It is a crazy picture.
Yeah.
It is a crazy picture. Just, okay. Oh, and I almost forgot.
Okay.
I saw another account that claimed La Tunda takes your blood by sucking your dick.
I mean.
So, I wonder if she's related to the old hag.
Yeah.
Her cousin.
Yeah, her cousin. Her cousin from down south.
Instead of testicles, she's like, blood! Penis blood!
Penis blood.
That's terrifying.
Not terrifying, I mean.
Alex is into it. Don't kink shame him.
Don't kink shame me.
Some people believe that La Tunda is the daughter of the devil.
Okay.
And that she was sent to claim the unbaptized and unfaithful.
Shit. Have you been baptized?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, you're about to get it. You're about to get it. In other words, if you don't do the right things, kids and husbands, the devil will send his daughter to get you.
To suck your dick.
And kill you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Many believe that she is the ghost of an actual woman, a tortured soul that must roam the earth looking for her children and husband, just like La Llorona.
Oh, connections.
Coming together. There are other ideas on who La Tunda is and where she came from, so it's really hard to know which version is the original version of the tale. Many other details are similar enough to each other. Some are funnier than others.
Okay.
But we'll get to that in a little bit. The actual myth of La Tunda was created because of the actions of rebel slaves. And it was a response that basically the Spanish government gave to people escaping. People were escaping. They were helping each other, mostly women. They were helping other slaves to escape as well. They would even go so far as to braid maps into their hair to tell people like how to get where they were going.
Holy shit, that sounds rad.
Yeah.
A map?
Yes.
Like a country with like a little X marks the spot and shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the Spanish government was like, we can't have all our slaves running away. So they decided what they would do is they would beat the shit out of the people that were caught trying to escape in front of everybody.
Oh, so make an example out of them.
And they would beat them till they were like unrecognizable.
Wow.
And then they would cut off one of their legs. To prevent them from escaping again.
And put a whisk inside of it.
And put a whisk. No, they didn't put a whisk. But the idea is that that traumatic event for that community kind of spawned this myth.
I feel you. Okay.
For those that want an explanation.
Well, right.
As I mentioned, La Tunda is said to go after people who are doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
For example, unbaptized children.
Ooh.
Misbehaving children.
Ooh.
And unfaithful men, as well as other people that she sees as fitting to be a captive / victim.
Just anybody, really, you know.
So she'll attract her victims by shifting into a version of somebody they love.
Ooh.
So she'll turn into your mom or your wife your girlfriend and lure you into the jungle.
Okay.
Okay.
To suck my dick.
To suck your dick. Yeah. To totally suck your dick. I found reports that claim, like I said, that you could still tell it's her because she stinks like shit.
Well, and her leg.
And her leg is fucked up.
Right. So some chick comes out of the woods with a whisk for a leg and a baby leg for the other one.
Hot cocoa. Yeah. Hot cocoa. I got marshmallows.
So she lures the victims into the jungle. This is the best part.
Okay.
She lures her victims into the jungle and then she hypnotizes them.
Oh, okay. That
hypnosis.
Boom.
So that they're unable to leave willingly. Any guesses on how she happens to hypnotize these poor souls?
She has little pasties on her tits that have the spinner, the little tassels, and she...
That's a good guess.
She helicopters their boobs.
That's a good guess.
Okay, okay.
Not even close.
Not even fucking close.
Not even close.
Okay.
Want to do one more?
She uses the power of her eyes.
Oh, that's a good guess too. No.
Also wrong.
Also wrong.
Also wrong.
Yeah. So all of those were great, terrible, wrong guesses. There are a few versions of this.
Okay.
That include number one, offering her victim shrimp and fish.
Oh, fuck. I should have thought of the shrimp.
That she farted on.
I mean, I don't want to kink shame, but...
Number two.
Will you fart on my shrimp?
Number two. Farting in the victim's face and then offering them shrimp. Now you see why I had to do this.
Oh, God. Okay. So it's farting's going to happen, and it's either going to be in your face or on your food.
Or fart adjacent activities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Such as cooking fish and shrimp in her butt.
Oh, shit. There's more.
Then offering it to her victims.
While farting. Oh, my God. No. 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 Okay, no.
It's real.
Fuck no, dude. I have a really hard time. This is a made-up story by some fucking troll
on the internet. No, you know, dude. There was like this whole... like historian doctor from the university in Columbia, and he was like talking about it.
No.
Yes. He's the one that equated it to the
oh my God,
the slaves that were escaping
farting on shrimp.
I mean,
and then them eating it, I suppose, and then or eating shrimp and then farting on their faces,
or cooking, or it, in your
cooking
butt.
It the shrimp and fish
in your butt
within okay,
yeah. Because that's what people do with fish and shrimp.
I mean, sound like reverse eating? I mean...
Oh, maybe.
Is that a thing?
Could you lose weight that way?
Ooh. No, I don't
want to... Is it like butt-chugging?
I don't want to have to go through that just to lose weight. Are you kidding?
Butt-chugging fish and shrimp.
I mean, does it come out like kapow? Or I mean, like,
I don't know.
I mean, it's South American, so it's got to be spicy.
Yeah, whichever version you choose, it's a shitty situation.
It is a very
pun intended. Sorry, I had to.
Pun intended.
I had to.
Yeah, I understand. I would have done the same thing in your shoes.
Yeah, it's got to be one of the weirdest cultural legends I have ever learned about, dude. Like, when I was reading it, I was like, I can't believe this is real. And if I got trolled, good job.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of really like good evidence out there. And not evidence, but like, you know.
I was going to say, they got pictures of this shit.
Corroborating stories.
Who's going to tell someone that story? Like,
why
so I was in the woods and this lady pulled me off to the side. And
she looked like my mom.
She pulled out some shrimp out of her ass and farted on my face and said, eat this. And then she sucked my dick till it bled to death.
I live here forever.
Who would not want to share that story?
It's the best. I feel like there's probably a late night infomercial for potential victims of La Tunda. Like, have you been captured by La Tunda? We got you covered. We will send an emergency godparent, a priest, guns, dogs, and drums to chase her away.
In drums?
Mm-hmm.
So that helps?
You have to make a lot of noise.
Oh, okay.
It scares her.
This drum circle's too big.
It's just a bunch of white guys with drums and no shirts.
Little
puka shell necklaces and shark tooth bracelets.
Yes.
Oh, so that's the only way. That's the only way you can escape the clutches of La Tunda is by having your godparents, a priest, your parents with guns and dogs, and they need to be praying the entire time.
Or white man drum circle.
Or a white man hippie drum circle, yeah. Otherwise, she will drink your penis blood and turn you...
Can't be fucking real, dude.
Be a good boy or the lady will come and drink your penis blood.
I refuse to believe. Like, that would scare the shit out of me. I would never behave. I mean, misbehave ever again.
Well, I mean, it's like La Llorona, you know?
Play in the ditch.
You're going to be drowned to death. You're going to have, you know. Yeah, so otherwise she will drink your penis blood and turn you into a zombified version of yourself.
Oh, was that kind of close?
You were close.
I was kind of close with my guess.
Yeah. I mean, not really a sex worker because she's doing it because she wants to. She's not getting paid.
Because she's been bad.
Well, maybe she's getting paid with like the souls of those people.
I mean.
Maybe she is a sex worker. Maybe it is, but
she works for the devil. The devil's her pimp.
Zombie client, though, not zombie sex worker.
Yeah, client.
Still wrong.
Zombie John's.
That should be like a chain of bars and grills.
Zombie John's, where it's like, yeah, okay, yeah. I feel you. That would actually work, probably.
Trademark.
We copyrighted.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on the YouTube.
Don't steal it. So that is the story of La Tunda. What do you think?
I mean, it kind of reminds me of some people I've known in the past. Mm-hmm. You know who you are.
Awkward.
That is one of the funniest stories and weirdest. We need to make this a thing, like where we just talk about these really weird,
random,
obscure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it, right? It's to make your kids behave. It's, you can threaten them with that.
It's interesting because I think, yeah, it's a tool to, you know, scare your children. And the thing that strikes me is like, there's also the like husband part thrown in there. So I almost wonder if it's just like the women in the family that tell the boys and they grow up like believing it.
Because, right.
Yeah, there's a lot of anecdotal information about that area of the world being very superstitious, like extremely superstitious. And I think a lot of it comes back to the, like, you know, African religions and, you know, there's a lot of superstitions around some of those, and they carried all of that stuff back over to, you know, South America. And so they're still, they still have the cuisine. They still have, you know, their language. In fact, they created their own language that has bits of Spanish, bits of Portuguese, bits of French, and then bits of their like African native language.
Straight up so pidgin.
Yeah. It's a version of Creole, but they're the only ones that understand it. Mm-hmm. And it really helped them, you know, to kind of separate themselves from the shitty people that were fucking up their lives for so long.
So, you'll never know what I'm saying because I'm speaking eight different languages.
Yep.
It's amazing. I really like the idea of, you know, can you imagine doing that to your kid now?
No.
Hey, man.
Although La Llorona was a thing I did tell my son.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think my kid plays in ditches, you know, because, you know, I feel like, you did use La Llorona for that.
Yeah.
Have you used any other scary, do you need to tell your boy about this? She has a whisk leg.
No, he, it's kind of silly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but back then, why wasn't it like, you know, like, oh shit, you know, just like, you know, some of those, it's like the old movies that we watched from the 80s and stuff, you know, that scared the shit out of us. But if we watch it now, you're like, that's so stupid.
Except for Poltergeist.
You know? Yeah. That's still pretty creepy. But it's one of those things, you know, it's like, it's gotten soft, you know, cause you look at horror movies now and it's like, holy shit, that's,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like they go overboard. So, like what would a story be now?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, and you got to think about, it's been hundreds of years
that was a long time ago
that happened. Right. So who knows what the actual like origin of this thing was and where it came from. And it would be interesting to know if every detail was the same or if it had changed over time.
I wonder, like, what's up with the baby leg? I'm still stuck on that. I keep picturing that shit in my head.
No idea.
Like a normal sized person, you know?
Yeah.
And then this little tiny, I picture like a doll leg.
That's what I pictured.
You know, I don't picture like an actual baby's leg. I picture like a doll leg.
Yeah.
And the tree root doesn't mess with me that much, you know, whatever. The baby leg and the whisk.
The whisk is weird.
Yeah. And I imagine it's not your traditional whisk with the round. Yeah, it's more it's like sticks or something like that.
Molinillo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Look at you and your Spanish, buddy.
I've been practicing.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
I think It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
It's creepy. It's really hilarious. Creepy.
It's weird. It's, yeah, the stories, but I wish we could find like some pictures. I wish they had photo evidence of her, you know, because I want to see this so bad. It'd probably
be blurry as fuck.
You know, it would be, right? Yeah. 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 We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Maybe with technology, one day we will get a clear picture.
If any of our listeners or viewers are Colombiano, Colombiana, and you know about this, and I'm not being trolled, or I am, just tell me. Let us know. Slide up in our DMs. Even if I am being trolled, it was still worth it because this was an amazing episode. I feel like it was a lot of fun and weird, which is right up my alley.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Hey, if you have any ghost stories, personal experiences you've had, you want to share it on the show, let us know. We'll do a tiny terror.
Absolutely. And we'll release it maybe one day.
Maybe. Extra content for the Patreon members.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I need to put it on there too.
You're fucking terrible, bro.
I'm failing at life. It's just so much.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
All right. Anything else we need to say before we wrap up?
Give us money from Patreon or Ko-fi. Support this. We're trying. We're trying. We're doing the best we can. With
you know,
this.
If we could ever...
It's still going to be a shit show. It will always be a shit show.
It'll always be a shit show. If we could ever, I don't know, make enough money to quit our jobs, that would be pretty rad. Because then we'd just be making, like...
Content every day.
Once two a times week. A week. Once a week, probably.
Yeah, because we do have to research and write. So.
Right, right. Until, unless you make enough money to pay people to research and write for us.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
And then we could do... Seven times.
Seven every fucking day.
365.
Oh my god. No one wants to see that much of us.
We just record like 20 in a row.
Yeah.
Alex would kill himself if we did that.
Yeah.
It'd be too much.
That's too much.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll find some balance. All right. So I guess with that,
Stay spooky.
Peace.